Indeed, greetings and welcome. It is a feather in your cap, you see, as the energies are stirring and bringing up various opportunities for clearing, let us say. It is indeed a feather to your cap that you have arisen. In other words, you are rising to your power, rising to your glory, moment to moment. As the energies swirl about, it is giving one's opportunity for pause, opportunity for reconsidering their true self. In other words, who are you? This is the question of the hour. So it is for you to determine, yes? Are you the memory? Are you the doubt? Are you the fear? You see? As these energies surface, it provides one an opportunity for clearing, an opportunity for reaching new stages of evolution, new stages of authority. You see, you are the ones in authority as you claim so, as you come to understand your true power. In the past, it has appeared that the diseased mind, the doubts, the fears, seem to have had the one up, shall we say, the power stance. What you are coming to, dear ones of the light, is you are affording yourselves the opportunity to choose the light over darkness, to choose and to reframe your holy experiences. You see, you are washing your windows. You are cleaning them once and for all. So again, it is to your tribute, to your faith, that you have the great willingness and the aptitude to discern what is your truth, to discern in truth what is you. Historically speaking, there has tended to be the ebb and flow. In other words, going towards the light, swaying back a bit. What you are doing, in fact, is learning how to stand up straight, stand up tall, and create a new tomorrow. In other words, the backlash is having less of an opportunity to make a stand or have any type of true grip on your new reality. While it is still coming up for consideration, you are showing yourselves to be the pro, to be the one who has the power now. You see, even in moments of temporary darkness, shall we say, even in moments of temporary despair, you have the ability to know better. It is like the seer observing mind. You are observing your mind stream, yes, as you do in your good and profitable meditative moments. You see, you are learning how to be the good meditator. Stand up straight, or sit, shall we say, with spine erect, and observe. Do not be troubled with this thought, this memory, this feeling, this emotion. You see, the meditator allows all to surface and to pass through. And the sign of a good meditator is one who has the fine ability to observe without the judgment. You see, as you learn how to rise to a clear place of attunement within self, as the debris comes to the light, what you find, dear ones, is that the debris no longer has weight, has a hold on you, and in fact has the power. You see, you have all been creating quite unconsciously, and when you have the creations from the unconscious level, well, it all appears to be mighty real, and in truth, you have less of the ability to create to your heart's delight, you see, because it is being done without your stamp of holy approval. As you develop the ability to be the master, to be the master that one, as one that discerns from what energies one is now going to create from, well then you have great accolades. You have great promises because now you get to choose. You see, when the darkness comes up, when the unconscious matters of the fear or past karmic, how shall we say, predispositions or preferences arise, you see, you no longer have to engage in the unconscious process of having to deem them to be real and having them come through as full manifestations in the physical. As you maintain the position of power, as you stand erect, shall we say, and become the store owner of the store, you see, you are now in charge. You have great opportunity to observe the pain of the past, observe the fears traveling through, observe the pockets of all of the afflictive emotions, shall we say, and you have clear discernment in terms of your position of strength and power and authority. As you rule your kingdom from your I Am presence, from your holiness, from your oneness with truth, your oneness with God, as you choose to serve from your place of strength and attunement to the whole, what you do is you create a new paradigm. You create a new world view. And from there, you are in quite a powerful position to create the storybook of love. You see, what you are returning to, dear ones, is to emulate a position of power. Now, your power does not stem from the egoic power structure, but from the altitude of love. That is power, that is true power, and that is what this talk is all about. You see, as you determine that you are the seer of your future, that you are the one seeing your future, yes, and creating it, determining it moment by moment, what you will find, dear ones, is you will bring the love for self that you have, and you will bring it forward to create with love, to create with truth. And you will want to bring these love gems, these gemstones, to yourself and to all others. You will be creating a world of love. You do this by disengaging in the fears as they come up. You do not yell at them. You do not get angry that they appear, because of course that is the nature. That is the nature of the duality, the dualism. You see, the world continues to co-create. The world continues to co-create with the old energies. You, dear ones, due to your attunement to the light, due to your willingness to be the first to arrive in the first wave of ascension, have the markings of ones that are in the holy process of truly creating a new tomorrow. So understand the power that is derived from your holy presence. Understand the power that is derived from your willingness to continue to hold your place of grace, hold your place of power, and hold your place of attunement. Now, there are some of you, many of you, the channeler included, who has the moments of the doubts, that who has the moments of the fears. You see, I feel like I no longer have the upper hand. I am being tossed and swayed by these external realities. As you take the holy pause as you take the moment to tune within, you will reestablish your holiness. You will reestablish your reign. You see, it is all you. That is the secret element. When you feel the walls caving in, when you feel the moments of the doubt, it is because you have the incorrect belief that there is somehow this external power outside of you. You see, these emotions, this heaviness, it is too much for me. As if there is someone that can override your personal will. You see, when you come to the place of holiness within, when you recognize in truth it is all you, you see, it is a turning point. It is a moment of glory when you recognize it is not some external factor that is pounding on my door. It is simply an extension of self. When you realize it is only you, well, dear ones, you are in full control of you, are you not? You see, it is all your little children coming home, different aspects of self that you have been feeding. And as you entertain them, as you engage in the dialogue of the trust, in the dialogue of, I understand, I was believing in these emotions, in these energies, but I now have good reason to let them go. You see, I will trust in my power of love. I will not judge myself for having these beliefs. I will not judge myself for these erroneous actions, beliefs, energies. For you see, dear ones, as you bring the clear awareness back to self, when you recognize you are fully in charge, and it has been your own mirage all along, it has been your own projections of the fear of the ego and truth, well then, you are in the holy right to change your mind. Quite literally, to change your holy mind and to trust. To turn your attention back to your holy self. To turn your attention back to your divine will. To turn your attention back to opening up and to serving the light. To serving your higher self. To serving your higher wisdom. In truth, you are always in charge. Any time that you feel you are not, it is grand opportunity for healing and clearing. It is a no thing as you recognize it as such. And all it requires is taking that momentary pause, taking that holy breath, and tuning back in to truth. You see, it can be done anywhere, anytime. It does not require fancy equipment with monthly payments. You see, your internal guide is always with them. Your master teachers are always with them. So remember to attune to your holiness, to attune to your true self, and in truth, you will be gliding back to freedom in no time. So we salute you. We salute the brave souls that have arrived at this gathering. We salute the brave souls that have tuned in to the correct channel at a later time. In truth, it is only the now and everyone that will be listening to these holy words, reading this holy transcript, is doing so in the now. We salute you. It is a time of grand merriment. It is a time of grand reunion with self. It is also a time of the, how shall we say, a bit of the personal struggle. As each holy candidate must determine for themselves which voice they will listen to, which energies they will follow. It is the sign of the times that there will be ones that will skip their way to their divine appointment. It is the sign of the times as others grapple with their fears if they have been feeding their fears too much all along the way. Again, there is no judgment about this. you will simply notice for yourselves where you are, what you have been extending your energy, who you have been feeding. You see, are you serving the love? Are you serving the fear? And as you notice your choices, remember it is a grand opportunity to again applaud yourselves for the holy efforts and to again provide yourself with golden opportunity to choose again for anything that you find is no longer of service to you. You see, it is simply a matter of priority. How fast do I want to arrive home? How soon do I want to feel the peace of God? And how quickly do I wish to ascend? You are ascending, dear ones, moment by moment by moment, as you tune into the higher consciousness, as you tune into your wave of your new tomorrow. So let us provide additional attunement. Yes, we ask you all to relax the holy cells, to bring them up to speed. You see, you are in charge and you are choosing to fill them with light. You are choosing to fill them with holiness, of remembrance of your true self. Imagine yourselves now, dear ones of the angelic realm. As you surrender to your holiness, feel yourselves being recharged with the holiness of your golden light, of your golden love. In truth, we are simply claiming on your behalf the right for you to know your holy self. We are not gifting you with something foreign to you. You could not receive foreign matter, do you see? What you are due to receive, what you are able to receive, is simply an extension or reminder or remembrance of who you truly are. And as you recognize yourself, as you recognize your true vibration, you simply open up to that which you are. You see, you respond to the familiar vibration and call. It is because it is your own call of awakening. You see, you are stepping into this dream you are having, and in fact, you are waking yourselves up. You are saying, yes, I wish to give myself the gift of my truth, the gift of my awakening, the gift of my true power. You see, there is nothing outside that could ever harm you. It is because there is no external world in truth. It is a wake-up call to this realization. So we invite you to relax, to let go of all the illusions that may have been wearing you out a bit, leaving you a bit worn, a bit weary. We ask you to release that now, to allow yourself the ample opportunity to fill up your loving cup with love. So let us proceed. We invite you to relax, to let go, and to receive. Dear ones of the light, we ask you to open up to your true ascension powers. Indeed, you are quite powerful masters, quite powerful beings of light. As you continue to open up to this great possibility for your lifetime, you will extend the transference of receiving the attunements which shall be gifts for all. You see, it is no small thing when you accept your power. As you do, you present yourself as a member of the human community that has ample opportunity to hold the vision for the others. You see, when people notice your energetic strength, when people notice your resonance of love, they will receive the appropriate signal that they too are a candidate to receive and open to such frequencies. So you give people great joy. You bring them great gifts and opportunity for healing as you display your willingness to be healed yourself. You are not denying others their graces, their good opportunities. In fact, you are affording them a mirror of their truth. So recognize it as such. Do not be bashful. Do not be shy at this time of alerting the public to the good news. In truth, your Christ consciousness has indeed risen. As you receive it, as you allow it, as you afford yourselves to open and to receive, you see, you are the bringer of the good news. You are the ones that will be transforming your own reality. And you do this by continuing to transform and rise in conscious awareness. You are doing this moment by moment. You have the ability to do it at your pace. What does this mean? It means you need not wait for a tap on the shoulder. You need not wait for the next channeling group. You have opportunity to open up to love. You see, it is as simple as that. As you open up to the grace of the love that heaven wishes to bestow upon you, well, it is as simple as that. You are the only one that can open up to this. You are the only one that ultimately says, yes, I will be the first to go. I will show the others how it is done. You need not do anything. It is simply, dear ones, a matter of opening the heart, to self and others, to allowing yourselves to wake up from the mirage of the dream of lower consciousness. You will succeed. You are succeeding. And you determine the speed. You determine how much of the grace you're willing to receive day by day. Know yourselves to be worthy of this grace. Know yourselves to be worthy of this love. Truly, your Father, Mother, God loves you dearly. It is for you to come home and receive this love once and for all. It is for you to truly recognize you have already been forgiven. As you forgive yourself and all others, you will be an extension of the pardoning that will take place for the entire world. Allow yourselves to receive the gifts. Allow yourselves to establish holy contact with your higher self, with your truer self. What you were doing, dear ones, in these days of restoration, is you are attuning to your higher truth. You are allowing the higher self, the I Am presence, to merge gracefully, moment by moment, hour by hour. Continue to allow this mergence to take place. Continue to allow the higher voice to speak through you, to speak as you. And when you have the pockets of the doubt, the fear, allow them to pass through, just as a good meditator knows how to do. You see, your I Am presence is your new vantage point. It is your meditative awareness, and it will lead you home. And so it is. Benjamin. My computer was not plugged in. And somehow, at some point, they lost contact. All right, you can go, sweetheart. Mm-hmm.